Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Motherhood Myth by depth therapist Vanessa Bennett is a psychology and personal growth guide that examines why modern motherhood so often feels disorienting, lonely, and unsustainable, even for women who deeply love their children, rather than offering step-by-step parenting tactics. Bennett focuses on the inner terrain of becoming a mother, the identity shift, the pressure to perform goodness, and the relational changes that constrain partnership and intimacy. Drawing on depth psychology alongside feminist ideas, mythology, and cultural critique, the book argues that many maternal struggles are not personal failures but predictable outcomes of social narratives that demand self-sacrifice while withholding real support. Bennett blends reflective inquiry with practical tools, emphasizing boundaries, consent, and embodied selfhood. The aim is to help readers dismantle inherited myths, name what is happening internally, and reclaim a more sovereign sense of self while they parent and relate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dismantling cultural myths that frame motherhood as effortless and natural. A central contribution of the motherhood myth is its challenge to the culturally reinforced idea that women should automatically know how to mother, should feel fulfilled by selflessness, and should remain calm and harmonious in the role. Bennett reframes common maternal pain points, such as resentment, emotional overwhelm, and grief for a former identity, as understandable responses to unrealistic expectations and structural pressures, rather than evidence of deficiency. By naming these narratives as myths, the book creates room for mothers to examine what they have been taught to believe about goodness, sacrifice, and worth. This lens also helps readers see how shame is often produced by comparison and idealization, not by objective failure. Bennett's approach encourages mothers to ask what is actually true in their lived experience, and which beliefs they are carrying on behalf of family, community, or culture. The practical effect is a shift from self-blame to clarity. If the story is flawed, the task is not to try harder inside it, but to rewrite the story so parenting can be more human, honest, and sustainable. Secondly, motherhood is initiation and the missing rites of transition. Bennett uses the idea of initiation to describe motherhood as a profound psychological transition, not merely a lifestyle change. In many traditional contexts, major life passages were marked by communal rituals, guidance, and shared meaning-making. The book suggests that contemporary mothers often undergo the same magnitude of transformation with little preparation, inadequate support, and few cultural containers for the grief, rage, tenderness, and identity dissolution that can surface. Framing motherhood as initiation helps explain why many mothers feel as if they have lost themselves, even when they are functioning well outwardly. It also clarifies why returning to the previous self is rarely possible, and why the work is more about integration than restoration. This perspective supports a kinder interpretation of change over time, including shifts in ambition, friendship, sexuality, partnership dynamics, and spiritual or existential priorities. Bennett emphasizes that when transitions are not witnessed and metabolized, they can become stuck as anxiety, numbness, or chronic self-doubt. By treating the passage seriously, readers are invited to create their own forms of marking, support, and inner ritual to make meaning and regain stability. Thirdly, archetypes in mythology as mirrors for maternal shadow and power. A distinctive feature of the book is its use of archetypes and mythic figures to illuminate the inner complexity of mothering. Bennett draws from depth psychology and myth to offer symbolic language for parts of the psyche that are often suppressed by polite maternal ideals. By engaging with figures such as Demeter, Kali, Baba Yaga, and Lilith, readers can explore both golden qualities and shadow expressions, fierce protection, grief, and attachment, transformative destruction, boundary setting, intuition, and rebellion against imposed roles. The value of archetypal work here is not to romanticize motherhood, but to legitimize the emotional range that mothers experience and to provide a structured way to reflect on it. Myths can also help mothers locate their struggles in a larger human story, reducing isolation and personalizing less. Bennett's framing invites readers to ask which energies they have been allowed to embody and which have been forbidden, then consider the cost of that split. The archetypal lens becomes a tool for integration, reclaiming disowned anger, desire, or authority in ways that support healthier parenting and more honest relationships. Fourthly, patriarchy, purity culture, and the disconnection from desire and embodied truth. Bennett places maternal distress in a broader cultural context, examining how patriarchal norms and purity-based conditioning can shape women's relationship to their bodies, pleasure, and authority. The book argues that many women enter motherhood already trained to prioritize others, minimize their needs, and equate goodness with compliance. These forces can intensify after childbirth, when the maternal role is socially rewarded for self-denial, while simultaneously becoming heavily scrutinized. Bennett connects this conditioning to intimacy struggles, including difficulty accessing desire, challenges naming preferences, and fear of being too much or not enough. Rather than treating sex and partnership problems as purely private issues, the book highlights how power narratives and shame can infiltrate daily relational patterns. From mental load dynamics to emotional labor to who feels entitled to rest. By surfacing these influences, Bennett encourages mothers to return to embodied truth, what they feel, what they want, what they cannot continue. This is positioned not as selfishness but as psychological health, because disconnection from the body often leads to resentment, numbness, or burnout that ultimately affects parenting and partnership alike. Lastly, reclaiming sovereignty through boundaries, consent, and relational repair. While the motherhood myth is rooted in depth-oriented reflection, it also emphasizes practical changes that help mothers reclaim a stable sense of self. Bennett focuses on sovereignty as the ability to know oneself, set limits, and act from internal authority rather than guilt or cultural scripts. In this frame, boundaries are not punishments or walls but clarifications of responsibility and capacity. The book also brings attention to consent. Not only sexually but relationally and emotionally, what mothers agree to, what is assumed of them, and what they may need to renegotiate in parenting and partnership. This includes disrupting a survival mode approach to life, where the goal is simply to get through each day, and instead moving toward choices that create more integrity and ease. Bennett encourages inquiry into patterns that repeat across generations, such as overfunctioning, codependent dynamics, or self-erasure, and offers tools and questions to support change. The end goal is not a perfect family system, but a more truthful one, where intimacy and connection are built on mutual respect, clear expectations, and a mother who remains a whole person, not a role. In conclusion, the motherhood myth is best suited for mothers who feel overwhelmed, resentful, emotionally flat, or quietly ashamed that motherhood is not matching the cultural promise. It will also resonate with women navigating identity shifts after becoming parents, and with partners or clinicians who want language for the deeper psychological and relational changes that parenting can catalyze. Readers can gain practical benefits through its emphasis on boundaries, consent-based relating, and reflective questions that help translate insight into action. Intellectually, the book offers a framework that connects personal pain to cultural narratives, helping mothers step out of self-blame and into clearer self-understanding. What helps the book stand out in the broader parenting and self-help category is its combination of depth psychology with feminist and mythic perspectives. Instead of presenting motherhood as a set of techniques to master, it treats it as an initiation that reshapes the psyche and the couple system. The archetypal lens offers a memorable way to think about maternal shadow and power without pathologizing normal human emotions. Bennett's orientation is neither sentimental nor cynical. It is designed to help readers reclaim wholeness and agency, while still honoring the real constraints of modern family life. For those seeking a guide that addresses both intimacy and identity alongside parenting, it occupies a distinctive and timely niche. If you would like to support Vanessa Bennett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.